It's now time to talk with Roman Voss of Jackson County Central, going into the senior year. But, of course, the most newsworthy item of the week, especially, is the commitment to the University of Minnesota. So congratulations on making that first and foremost. And, yeah, what does that feel like to have that done?
I mean, it feels really good. It was a long process. And, I mean, just talking through my family and through my friends, family, and it was just, I'm really glad that I'm here in Minnesota, going to go to Minnesota, and just an awesome opportunity for me.
So take me through the story of how you made that decision itself.
I mean, yeah, they came and worked me out my sophomore year spring, so they were my first ever offer, and I didn't really ever think I was going to go there, but I was very grateful for the offer, and then they always just kind of stay consistent with the recruiting. They're definitely the most consistent throughout the schools, and I have a really good connection with the tight ends coach there, Coach Kaler, his name is. And I just think the opportunity to maybe get on the field early too, stay close to home for my family and also people from Jackson, is just a great opportunity for me and others around me. So that's kind of why I chose Minnesota, and just kind of the people up there and that coaching staff that believe in me. I think every single person in that building knows my name first and last. So I just think that's really cool too. And everyone's just kind of rooting there for me. And I kind of want to bring something new to the Gophers.
What was it like as that list of teams and programs that were reaching out to you and making offers to you? What was that like for you as that list continued to grow over the course of the process?
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool. Sometimes you're like, what? Alabama just texted me. And you're just like, you're just a kid from Jackson. You're just like, this is crazy. And just, I mean, it was just very cool. I always try to stay humble about it and never try to brag about it. Just do my process, go to those facilities, check them out, see how it feels. Is this home or not? And just continue to do my process through all the schools.
What was that process? I mean, you talked about it a little bit already, but any other specifics that you
want to talk about? Probably just like the school's culture. I think that's very important. And then one of the most important part in recruiting for me, and that's my brother's advice, is like a position coach and a strength coach. The position coach you're going to be with the second most, and the strength coach you're going to be with the most out of anyone. So, I mean, like, the facilities are cool and stuff, but, like, I think, truthfully, like, people make the place. It's not the place makes the people. So, like, you gotta stick true to that wherever you go, and don't let the fancy stuff get to you. And just, I mean, it's about the people, and I just really like the people there.
You've mentioned a few specific people that helped you with your choice and influenced it and such, kind of helped you through that process. Anybody else you want to mention or go into more detail about?
Yeah, I think my Uncle Wade helped me a lot too. Kind of that this last Thursday, we had a great talk, and he was honestly, I didn't really tell anyone. He was the first person I kind of told. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go there, Uncle Wade. And he was like, that's awesome. That's so great for you. And just, I mean, my entire family and everyone, I always had distant relatives sending me text messages and prayers, and I just think all that just really helped me through. No one got like, I want you to go here, I'll be mad at you if you go there. So it was just very nice to like have all my family members be behind me and just be like, you know, wherever you go, we're gonna get behind you, and it's an awesome choice.
Was there anything that surprised you in the process?
Honestly, nothing crazy surprised me, beside like every single coach at that level is so great. And it makes it so much harder for a decision. So I would say, like, you kind of think, like, oh, maybe I'm not going to like this guy. But, like, every single person that I met on my recruiting visit, like, they were so awesome. It was so great. And just it just made it a lot harder and a lot tougher. So maybe that was surprising to me.
Good problem to have, I suppose.
Yeah, good problem. Good and bad problem at the same time. But, yeah, I mean, it was a great problem. Great problem.
So looks like tight end is the plan at the next level. So what does that look like short term and maybe long term as well?
Yeah, I mean, never really played it before ever. I went to one camp at Iowa last year, and that was truthfully my first time with like my hand on the dirt, and it was a little different. But I think I'm super excited for it. I'm really, really excited for it, and just got to learn how to block. got to run a lot more routes, and been already doing that with passing league stuff, running more routes and stuff. But I mean, it'll come. A lot of really good tight ends in the league actually play quarterback in high school. It's kind of a familiar switch over through the high school to college level. So,
well, there's a lot of parallels between the positions, right? You have to know so much of what's going on. And that's true probably as you move up the levels, especially too. But it does seem like I've heard that before, where a tight end has to be a lot like a quarterback.
Yeah, 100%. Like pretty much all the coaches I talk to is just like, goes quarterback is the smartest on the field. And then the second's like tight end, because you're always shifting, you're always moving. You got to kind of think like a quarterback. I mean, you're kind of just like, you've got to be very smart at the position too. So I think coming from a quarterback like background is going to help me at the next level as a tight end too.
And there's certain aspects, like you were saying, that you already have some experience with.
Yeah, 100%.
Obviously, senior year is up next. And so now that you have made the commitment, talked about how it's a little bit of a relief and stuff like that. So with the senior year ahead, what does that look like? What's your focus now?
Yeah, I'm really happy I've done with recruiting and done with all the conversations and long meetings and stuff like that. So I can just truly focus on my senior year, playing with my buddies that I've grown up with all my life, and just trying to be 100% injury free going into this football season and get another state championship to JCC and bring it on home. And then hopefully go into that basketball season and do the same thing. But it's going to take a lot of work, and we've been doing a great job so far.
What has it been like? Because it's not going anywhere anytime soon, you know, the spotlight, so to speak, of that. How do you kind of process that and handle that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, I give credit to my teammates. Like, I just have very, very good teammates. So, like, in practice, it's not like I'm so much better than all these guys. Like I have very, very good teammates, and it's really fun to compete against them. And I don't always feel like, oh, I'm so great. I'm so, like, I just don't think that's true at all. Like, so many good teammates that are so athletic and so great, and it's fun to compete against them.
You do make a lot of it look pretty easy, I will say that.
Thank you.
But I know that's also because of the hard work that you put in.
Yeah, I mean, running on the field, playing on Friday nights, it's easy running around Weston Rao and having guys block for me. Like, they make it easy for me. I just try to go run fast.
Any other thoughts or things that maybe I didn't ask you about or whatever that you want to talk about before we're done?
Probably just want to thank God and thank my family through everything that I've gone through this year and 3 months with recruiting. It's all been there for me, and just thankful.
Well, and we wish you the best going forward. Congratulations and good luck, and God bless you.
Thank you.
That's Roman Voss, University of Minnesota football commit. Now sitting down for a conversation with Weston Rao, South Dakota State commit. And so what was your process like to get there? Well, actually, first of all, congratulations on that to you as well, and best of luck with it. But what was your process like? Take me through the story of making that decision.
My story's a little bit different from Roman's. It was a lot faster than his. Kind of going off to last fall, I kind of got, you know, game day invites to kind of the bigger areas. But then kind of this spring, I kind of took it more locally to, like, I went to NDSU, North Dakota, SDSU, USD, and then I picked up my first offer, and then I got these, you know, the Army schools, the military schools, and it kind of went fast. I took a junior day to SDSU April 4th. And my parents are from SDSU. I really like the place. I really like the O-line coach, really personable. And then that next morning, they offered me after that junior day. And then all of a sudden, that next morning, I drove up there at 5 a.m., came back home late night, drove up there again that next morning at 5, watched their spring practice, really liked how that went, then sat down with their head coach and the O-line coach in their room, their office, and committed. And that was kind of a great thing for me. We got kind of a loaded class right now for SDSU. They're really hitting the good area. We got our 4 O-line commits, and I've talked to them quite a bit. I went to a camp there earlier 2 weeks ago, and yeah, I really love it. Love the decision.
What was that moment like once you knew that's what you wanted to do?
I was jacked ever since I got that offer. You know, my parents will tell you, I was like, I want to commit like instantly, you know. like that whole ride home, it's like, I'm gonna do this the next morning. And then, you know, we celebrated by going out to eat on the offer. I'm like, just that whole time, I'm like, I want to do this. You know, I want to just get this over with and commit, because this is the place I want to be. Yeah. And like, the more, like, I just love it every time I go there, just even more, you know.
So what was it that made you enjoy it so much? You mentioned you have some personal ties there and stuff like that, but what were the biggest factors?
I'd like to say it was the O-line coach. You know, he was really personable out of all of them. They never really recruited me like instantly, you know. I was getting recruited more, but they got like a staff change, you know, with the head coach, you know, coming in. The O-line coach kind of came in, and then all of a sudden he, like, you know, a month before I went to the junior day, he kind of started recruiting me, but it was like constant. And then all of a sudden I talked to him, you know, he loves to fish, hunt, you know, same things that I like to do. I mean, he was a big basketball guy. He'll play noon ball with them. And it's like, I just really love how, like, he's easy to talk to. And then he's such a teacher too. And he'll push, like, he has all the great traits. Like, and that was a big decision for me, because I'll be spending a lot of time with them. The program, you know, it's a winning program. That's what I also like. Like, SCSU will be competing for national championships every single year. So, and they have great academics. They have my major that I want to go into, and that was kind of a big thing for me with other schools, because I want to be like my dad and be in agricultural, like going to engineering. And then, so you kind of pick that out of the areas, you know, picks the schools apart. And then, just really had to do it. I love the coaching staff there, love the place. And yeah.
What was it like being recruited by like a school from the Ivy League? A couple of those were in there in the mix as well, and the armed forces as well. As it was part of the process.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, got to kind of get different perspectives on all the other coaches and all that. They're all good. I'm glad that they were part of the process, because I liked every single one of those coaches. There's just certain stuff that I didn't want to do at those kind of schools, and it's kind of a little too far from home. But, you know, I really liked all the coaches. They're all good coaches that talk to me, and they recruited me really good. It's tough.
Well, SDSU, it sounds like, had a leg up in certain ways, yes, like you were talking about right off the bat. So it makes sense. It's local. We got a lot of ties there and stuff like that. It's just interesting, because, like, I have never been recruited by an Ivy League school or an Armed Force Academy or something like that, so I wondered about that. Any other thoughts on how you came to your decision? You've told us a lot of the details there, but anything else that's important that you want people to know? Anything that maybe jumped out that surprised you or anything of that nature?
Not really. Funny story is, right away after I got the offer, the O-line coach posted something that, like, a new kind of O-lineman committed there. And I was like, well, because, you know, there's a certain amount of spots you can have on the team and that. And then all of a sudden I'm like, geez, I got to jump the gun fat, because me and my parents were like, yeah, you should probably do this fast, because we didn't really know if it was going to be a kid in my grade who committed. And then all of a sudden it ended up being a transfer that's, like, going to be graduated by the end of this year. But I still, you know, that's why I committed so fast, honestly. But not, well, kind of, you know, that helped it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's just one more thing.
Right? Yeah. Like, I wanted that spot so bad that it was like, I need to just get it done.
So with that done, to be able to have that done, obviously, and then now be able to focus on the senior year, what is that like, and what are you most looking forward to?
I'm very excited for this next year. The great thing about getting this done with, I don't really have to travel to all these different areas, all these camps, you know, in the summer. Not really looking for any more. That's just a great thing. I can just focus on myself and getting better, like, just, you know, taking steps, getting stronger in the weight room. This senior year should be fun. We won't be as deep as this year, but I'm really liking what I'm seeing on the offensive line part of it, though. Like, we'll have a great offensive line, and that's what I'm excited about. I'm getting tight with all those guys, and yeah, it should be another great run.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for kind of walking me through that, and appreciate it. Sorry that I didn't get with you sooner, but yeah, I'm glad that we were able to do it because I wanted to get the perspectives of both of you on your own journey. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations and good luck. That is Weston Rao, who is committed to South Dakota State University to play football for the Jackrabbits.